I'm Scott Catoon. Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. We are here live at WGN Radio. I'm sitting next to the co-founder and CEO of MyClean, Michael Scharf. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Scott. It's great to be on.
Absolutely. So, you know, I have to say, one of the things that is particularly fascinating about your company, and we're going to get into your background and the company and all this good stuff. First, you know what, before I even get into that, because we have people standing outside the studio window right now, I want to make sure that we say, I am so glad that your company exists so that people can be out here having a great time and not locked in their house on a beautiful day in Chicago cleaning junk.
It's a perfect day for me to be here promoting my brand.
Seriously, there is
who
not
wants a, to be inside cleaning today?
There is not a better day. So you flew in from New York, which is quite an honor. I mean, it wasn't just for me, but I'm going to tell everyone it was for me.
I appreciate you having me on. It's an honor for me to be here.
So here's the thing. I've interviewed, I don't know, founders of 300 plus startups. We've had 290 startups on our stage at Chase Auditorium. I've heard a lot of stories. I've heard a lot of crazy founder stories. And the last year, say a year and a half, now we're starting to get a lot of that. We're the Airbnb of things. For like a year and a half solid, almost every application started off with the Uber of.
Sure.
And so I looked at your company and I was like, this is a company that's not the Uber of.
That's
in fact, and this is where we're going to get into your background as a person. You had to be a trader or some sort of financial person because only a trader would look at how the Uber model works and identify that the one reason it wouldn't work with house cleaning and it would not work from an efficiency standpoint would be this. And you did it. So I want you to kind of tell people first what MyClean is.
Sure. So MyClean is a full service cleaning and janitorial company. At our core, we're a services company that cleans homes and offices. What makes us somewhat unique and where we would even come into the conversation with a company like Uber, although we probably shouldn't, is that we have proprietary technology for everything. So quoting, booking, communicating, on the back end, coordinating logistics. Imagine everything that goes into booking a house clean and then sending one of our roughly 250 employees to a home at a certain time with specific instructions and so on and so forth. We have proprietary technology for all that on both the mobile and desktop.
So pun intended, how does that clean up the model that like Molly Maid has where, I mean, obviously I know it's non-technical. They just send these people over to the house.
Sure.
And I don't even want to make fun of people because we've had Molly Maids to either my condo or to, you know, house my parents, whatever, just sort of watching them like, I know I'm a lousy cleaner. Like I miss stuff. Miss stuff is an understatement. I don't even clean. I guess that's really what I should just start with. But you watch some of these groups and you're like, I don't want to be mean because it's disrespectful, but I want to ask, like, how long have you been cleaning houses? And it's like, oh, it's a side gig. I just need to make some cash. And you're like, so you've never really actually, like, you don't know what you're doing really then at all. And it's just sort of interesting to me that to me was what stuck out about the Uber of for this model that wouldn't work is you've got a lot of people coming in that have never cleaned before and they're like the quality control would be almost impossible.
Absolutely.
So what I like what you guys do is you have full staff. These are people who are employed working.
Yep. All W-2 employees trained, insured and bonded, everything by us. And we have a fairly comprehensive hiring process, management process, training process, you know, everything that goes into employing from a W-2 perspective cleaners.
So as a person who was a trader,
yep.
Not the kind that's been in the news lately talk of the one with the AIT, this is AD trader. Non-political, just making jokes. We have to make our jokes.
I understand.
But in all seriousness, how did you identify cleaning as a place to do this? Like in my mind, when I first was introduced to you, I thought it reminded me actually of, no offense by this, Wall Street, when Bud Fox is a trader and all this, he's like, oh, it's, you know, there's a lot of different techniques you can use to make your cleaning service company work better. I don't know if you remember this at all from the movie Wall Street.
But, yes, I do.
Okay. So when I saw, I was like, oh, I actually get this guy on the show. Bud Fox is here. So I guess kind of tell me, how did you find your way into this?
Sure. So, my previous background, I was a equity derivative structure and salesman. Worked at Bank of America Securities, the investment banking arm, from 2004 till about 2009. And during that time, I had a same cleaner come once every 2 weeks over the span of that time. And I was a traditional, you know, person with a cleaner relationship. I'd leave money out. She would come clean. She came once every 2 weeks. She had a key to my place, et cetera, right? Then she was no longer able to clean. And so I wanted to go and book someone. And I asked a bunch of friends and no one had anyone. So I went to try to find a service. And amazingly, it was very difficult to find a service. And this will show you how far technology has come in even a short amount of time. In 2009 in New York City, you could not book a cleaner online. it was simply not possible to do that.
That's like honestly unimaginable, to be totally honest.
Unimaginable, right? And it shows you how quick technology has moved. And I saw that there was an opportunity there. And I said, you know, look, consumers at the time, this is when consumers really had adapted buying products online, but buying services online was still something relatively new.
Yeah.
And I said, without a question, this is the next trend, and I want to participate and be involved in this trend.
So this is where I'd usually start to nerd out. So the difference between this show sometimes and the podcast, I dig a little deeper into the business side of it, and soon we will start digging a little deeper into business, but we've been really kind of introducing the community and the followership at WGN of like what the startup world is about. So I'm going to dive into your company a little bit here.
Sure.
What I think is even cooler than the whole backstory is the fact that you've bootstrapped your way to about $9 million in revenue.
Yep.
Which is fascinating and cool and sounds amazing, but I'd love to know how you did it. Like, how did you find the way through this and not do, you know, in New York and Silicon Valley made very famous is the go out and raise capital quick. Scale, raise a bunch of money, scale more. How did you do this on your own?
Well, for starters,
on your own. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
not
sure.
On your own.
Number one, it certainly wasn't on my own. Yes. I can only take credit for a little bit.
How much cleaning can five, you know?
What we did is we developed a model that worked, and we kept on doing the same thing over and over again successfully, right? So we learned how to acquire customers cheaply through Yelp, through SEO, through other savvy marketing tactics, through our marketing strategies, through customer referral programs, and so on and so forth. And then we would send a cleaner. Clients would be happy. We would follow up, and then we would pair the customers with the same cleaner each time. And what we found is that customers get very loyal to a company when they can send the same cleaner each time and they want to have the same cleaner in their home on a weekly basis, on a biweekly basis, and so on and so forth. And so that's really what our model is. It's we pair customers with a cleaner.
So how did you get the market share? Because I feel like, you know, it's not easy. Cleaning is one of those things where, and I don't even know how to even preface this statement, I guess, but cleaning is one of those things where it's definitely, you know, a lot of Polish cleaning companies, sure, a lot of things like that are, I feel like, have almost siloed themselves. They're their own little thing. People actually make, I mean, the saying always goes, if there's a joke about you, if there's a, you know, sort of a, I don't know what the right word is for it, but they make jokes about your sort of who you are, then normally there's a little truth in it. There's a lot of companies like that. How did you take tech and bring it into the cleaning industry? Because that's not somewhere I feel like, you know, people, I think they would naturally do what you did, which is call their friends and be like, you know, who do you have? Not go online and find like, here's a tech based service that's, you know, whatever. How did you get that market share?
Sure. So initially, we were one of the first companies to do it. And the biggest things we did early on, which I think will kind of give you a sense as to what the times were, was one is we got an article on Thrillist that said the internet will now clean your home.
That's awesome.
Which certainly was deceiving because the internet was not cleaning your home. It was a person from our company that was cleaning a home, but it was a catchy title. And within the span of 3 days, we had 400 consumers sign up when we employed three cleaners. So that was definitely an interesting situation. And then the second thing is we partnered with Gilt early on. Yeah. We were the first cleaning company to launch on Gilt. This is back when Gilt was really popular. I don't even know
if it's still rolling
around anymore. I mean, this is, you know, Group went back when Groupon was still a hot thing, Gilt, et cetera. And that kind of got us out there early.
Very cool. Very cool. This is awesome. I want to learn more about this, and we're going to have you come into the podcast as well, because we got to wrap up here. But where do people go to learn more about MyClean? I know you're in New York and Chicago.
Sure. You can go to www.myclean.com, either on your desktop or mobile, and you can book directly on our site. Or if you have any questions, give us a call. It's 855-MYCLEAN.
Very, very cool. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in here.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
You can stream this episode. You can stream more. You can check us out at WGNRadio.com. Download the podcast, the Technori podcast, on iTunes. Learn more about Chicago Tech by following us at Facebook and Twitter @Technori. Follow me @Katoon. This has been the show. Boom. That's a wrap.